Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. And don't be mad at me that I put the purple away and I've broken the orange out because I'm feeling like with all this cold weather, we need a little sunshine here. We're going to be doing a cup of soup or bowl during the big game week 2 weeks from now. We kick things off at Costas on Monday. We're going to be at Coco's. We're going to be at Fadley's on Tuesday. We're going to be at Cooper's North up in Timonium on Friday. And our friends at Costas are having a new location at Timonium as well. And speaking of Timonium, I don't just talk about Curio Wellness and talk about having being a patient and having an app and downloading points and doing all that. I now have F&D Foreign Daughter cookies, and this cookie's been on my desk. I have pictures of my cat trying to eat it off my desk, and I've been waiting for Wendy Bronfein to get here. I thought when she got here, we'd be talking about Kansas City and ribs and barbecue and maybe some New Orleans plans, but alas, there is no football to be spoken of here. Wendy Bronfein from Curio Wellness joins us now. She's our chief cannabis officer. She is the chief brand officer of all things cookies and all sorts of things going on. How are you? Happy New Year. I'm sorry we've been like ships passing in the night or footballs maybe being dropped. I don't know. We've missed each other the last couple weeks. How are you?
Good. Hello. Happy New Year. How are you? I know that was not a great weekend, I
Yeah, we're not going to
guess. It
talk about
was
that anymore.
okay.
On Monday, I didn't want to talk about it. Now it's like, how about those Orioles? It's more like, what about that draft? I've been coming into the store, and you and your sister were on right before Christmas, and it was a really long segment. And I encourage everybody to go out there. All you got to do is put Curio, a wellness, or Wendy's name in, or click on her pretty face on the front of Baltimore Positive. You find the whole repository of everything we did. But we were talking, and I was talking about rewards points and all of this stuff that's going on through the holidays and all that. And you said you really need to click online and go in the back door because we've been really crowded during the holidays. You're doing all of these sales. You put this happy hour thing on that got me over there. And you said 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the back door. It was about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. But you put a cookie in the bag in the back. And I've been sitting on this cookie. And then I went back and you gave me popcorn. So you guys are doing stuff here that's just fun that I've gotten to experience a little bit. And I just wanted to say thanks and happy holidays. And I haven't eaten this yet, but I've been waiting for you.
I
It's
is
too
the
nice to
cookie still
eat.
is it still good? I
Of
mean,
course,
it's a
it's
fresh
good.
baked. Okay, it's not like a grocery store preservative cookie. It's like a real cookie. I don't know. You might want to give it to the cat now.
I've only had it a week. Come on, maybe a week and a
Oh, okay.
half. Hasn't been that long, but you guys are
Well, you'll
doing
let
all
us
sorts
know.
of cool things. And I guess for people ordering, and if you're on your email list for, like you do pop-up stuff that I don't like. I always say, like, there was no industry that you're in 10 years ago. So finding interesting ways to bring people in and your rewards program is amazing. So we have all that to talk about, including products and all that stuff. And you've got exclusive flower right now, which I know is the big thing. The products are really what you stand behind the most.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, our flower, it's an exciting time because I think we've talked about it before, but we took our brand to Missouri, and have spent the, I guess, prior year and a half now building the facility there. We had got all of our manufactured products online, but our cultivation side was finished earlier this year, and the first harvest has happened, and now we're going to sell flower there. Some of the exclusive strains that everyone loves here in Maryland are now going to be available in Missouri. So that's
So
going to be
you're about
hitting.
3 years behind, difference in maybe 3 or 4 years in regard to Missouri being online, sellable, available. Things move a little slower in certain places, right?
Well, they started their medical program after Maryland did, but they went adult use 6 months before Maryland did in
Okay.
2023. And at that time, we were in the stages of acquiring a license and then getting through like the building and
So
planning
you weren't
process.
first in. You were okay. I
Yeah,
didn't know.
yeah.
I don't know the
We
law there. I haven't been to Missouri in a while. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to go to Missouri this weekend, have barbecue and eat football. And yeah, so I would have made it to Missouri, but I haven't been there in a while. So.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And then obviously all that exclusive flower is readily available here in Maryland, in dispensaries all across the states, including our own. That's our top tier offering of flower. And then everything else is always available, right? All of the chews, vapes, topicals, all those goodies, always can get
Don't you
them.
have a football brand? Don't you have a Blitz? Don't you have
Oh,
something like that?
Cannablitz is a strain,
Cor I
which is
didn't want to get it wrong, and I'm thinking, That might work out in Missouri here in the next couple of weeks if things work out there for their football program, right?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if it's in their initial harvest because honestly, I don't know. It's always been more of our like Raven season thing. I
It's
guess
a
we have
purple
to.
thing, not a red thing.
Yeah, but we probably have to be a little bit more equal opportunity, I guess. But our heart still sits with those Ravens.
Well, I know they do. And, Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief brand officer at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. And, sometimes I wear the O over here. And Curio is the brand that creates lots of different products, including this incredible Move product that I talk about all the time, but shoes and flower and things that are traditional. But also, the storefront is Far and Daughter in Timonium. If you've been York and Timonium Road, there's I had never come in on the backside on Aylesbury. So just
Oh, really?
as someone who's been in your store a lot on the front side, and I don't want to say it's treacherous, but it's interesting. You're building and it's one way and
Right.
but the back door and what you've told me about, and I'm just a regular guy. I walk in. I'm not an online shopper so much. We've talked about this. I'm not a click. You have to put your license number, you have to do all these things online. So I was much more like, I'll just stop by. I'll just stop by. And then it was more like, all right, sometimes I'd stop by and things would be gone, right? You'd see something in the morning and just happen to run out. It's a limited product. And then the online part, I would order and I'd come and I still would sort of be in your very interesting waiting room with all sorts of things and free water, as I always point out. But then you told me last month, no, sign up and try the quick way. And I came in on Aylesbury. Tell everybody about that a little bit because it wasn't always available. And I was a hard head about using it. And
Angela.
now that I've used it, you've given me a free cookie. And we're also going to talk about these little scratch off things too. But I did use it twice in the last since the last time we got together. And I might never walk into your showroom again. Don't be mad at me, but just don't be mad at me.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, there's so look, think about weather alone. I mean, in the last like what, 2 weeks, who wants to get out of their car or leave
I
the house at all?
apologize to your guy. I
It
swear to
is
God, I
it's
apologize. I felt
so
so
cold.
awful. He came out in this whole Canadian gear. It was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, so I think if it's rainy day, snowy day, freezing cold, whatever. I mean, obviously that's great. If you've got your kids in the car, you want to run the errand, you don't want to come in, anything of mobility that makes it easier, you just want to kind of get it and keep going. It's a, to your point, like that the spot where we sit, the store parking lot, the primary spots are all on that slant going down the side. But then on the back side where curbside is, there's more parking and it's a much more traditional sort of rectangular zone and very easy to just sort of navigate in, take a spot, get your stuff and go.
I
But
like
it,
your store. You know what I mean? Like I like going in. I like the people. I run into friends in there. I've run into a lot of different cross section of people in your place that have recognized me or I just know them,
right.
through life. And so I don't mind it. And I said this to you in the beginning. In the beginning, it was a little like the stigma that's gone on all of our lifetime was a little strange. Then it became more like going to the liquor store, and then it became a little bit more like, well, I don't really like the line. And then it was Christmas or on certain days and certain times. But I like your store, and your store is sort of set up to be shoppy and walk around and see things and pick things up a little bit. But this experience of the back door thing and the ease in and out, I would highly recommend it if you are in a hurry and it is cold out. But then your guy comes out, and I'm terrible with names in that way, but it's one of the fellas that always is always inside. And he came out, he had the big bundle up. He recognized me, I recognized him. It was cold. And he's like, hey, there's a cookie in the bag, and there's a card. Don't scratch it out there. Scratch it when you come in. And I'm like, all right, man, just you're freezing. Go inside. It's kind of like there's people bundled up at the Chick-fil-A. I feel really terrible for him. So he goes in, and I come home, and I'm like, he told me there was a cookie in the bag. I thought it was like, not a real cookie. I thought it meant like, I thought it was a kid's way of saying there's something nice in the bag or a little freebie that was this thing. Then there's like a real cookie in the bag. And then the next time I got gingerbread caramel popcorn, delicious. You guys have been doing some fun things. You go in the back door too that I didn't even understand. And I still don't even understand this thing. So please explain this to me because
Well,
my wife and I are holding.
and somebody, and I'm sorry, some of those extras are like local, right? Like that's like Pop Stations, right? Which is down the street. I think we did something with the local chocolatier as
Cake
well.
by Jason. Is that the guy on
Yeah.
Podonia?
Yeah. Yeah. So
Oh,
they're,
man. Yes. I'm gonna eat this right. Do you mind if I?
I
It's like
don't
a
care.
wedding cookie. It's so nice that I'm afraid to eat it. I
Well,
really am.
I think you should just
All
go
right.
for it.
I'm gonna go
I
for it. I
just
got
think,
coffee too.
as Jason would probably tell you, you're probably not supposed to eat a cookie like a week and a half later. But, don't judge it off of that. But yeah,
Smells
no,
good.
that's the idea, is that there's like these sort of little extras, moments of delight that we can offer. And so that is a perk of ex the curbside experience.
I'm a
Okay,
perfectly fine. What are you talking about? It's
great.
a cookie.
Good.
It's not bread.
It's not bread.
Now you have to talk because I'm my mouth's full.
Yeah.
Tell me about the
Well,
chews, because you had some stuff going on with chews too. Now that I'm
well,
chewing something.
I know. Well, I think we were I was well I was also we had that we had an event last week that was open to the public, and we hosted it at Eagle's Nest. And you could just come in, talk to people who work in the dispensary, talk to people who work in our product innovation team. Happy Eddie was there as well. Our spa team was there.
Tell him
Lots
I'm
of
looking
ways.
for him. He's in witness protection. I can't
I
find him.
will. I will.
I love him. I'm doing Cup of Super Bowl 2 weeks from now. Let's get him out and talk about it. And I even like one of his strains. We got to talk about that CEO strain.
Yeah. I will pass it along. So that was a great event. We're going to do more of those, but that was it's been a long time since had like the conversations with individuals where you hear the stories of the products and how they really like have had a major impact on their quality of life. And it was so nice and refreshing, because I think since we've gone adult use, that's been harder to get those points of feedback, even though there's more people using, and many of them for the same reasons. So it was so rewarding to have those conversations and to hear from people. But yeah, we talked a lot of people like about things like chews and stuff like that, and a lot of people looking for products that can be referred to as ratio products. So it's not just about the THC; it's about other, either the presence of the terpenes or minor cannabinoids, where you can use those products to get much more sort of targeted results, depending on if you're trying to deal with relaxation or sleep or mood or your gut or sex or whatever it is. And so I think you're seeing a lot of people migrate to a lot of these products because it just gets closer to what someone's trying to solve.
A story. Give me one story of somebody at Eagle's Nest that came up to you that when
I
you went
mean,
home at night, you said to your husband, "Hey, when did I tell you this?" You know what I mean?
yeah,
Like,
there was one gentleman who deals with GI issues, and this was
similar to your
def
father, correct? We told
yeah,
that
yeah.
story.
This he had Crohn's, and I would say like has dealt with a lot of things to deal with that. And spoke about some of the GI products that we make that he's used, and other cannabis products that he's used to help deal with just the ability to have an improved quality of life, deal with the related symptoms, sleep better. There was another couple and a man who I spoke to who have been longtime patrons, and we're talking about an array of products, and also just like the environment, that it just feels really comfortable to go have those conversations and to be able to be guided towards a solution that might be right for you. And it's unintimidating and non-cliche, right? It feels a little bit more like shopping in a traditional environment than maybe some of the expectations people have around cannabis. So it was really fantastic
You find a
overall.
professional place, not a head shop. I mean, let's be
Right.
honest, right? I
Yes.
mean, yeah. Wendy Braun Finest here. Her time is really short today. I'll just say this before you go, and I got a half-eaten cookie, and we had other stuff we wanted to talk about. I want to do some more about the next time you're doing something like this Eagle's Nest thing, invite people out. But this Move product, I'll say this, if I were in front of you and saying, how do I use it and how does it help? This product here, when I get out of the shower, if I don't put it on, I sort of realize it. And as a yoga guy, 3, 4 days a week where I'm really sweating hard, pushing hard, working hard, from a recovery standpoint, after I get out of a hot shower, it's a real difference maker doing it as opposed to not doing it. And the next day I wake up and I need heating packs and I need to stretch more because this product keeps me more limber. And, I can totally say that. But I'll be honest, there are days I forget to use it. And then you find out the minute you don't use it, like, oh, because you can feel a little bit of the tackiness. It doesn't have any odor. It's not weird at all. But I definitely can feel it, especially when I sweat a little bit. But having it on and not having it on, it's night and day in regard to how my L3 and L4 feel.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I From an exercise standpoint, I tend to now use it more prophylactically rather than being like, oh, I'm going to do this workout and, something's going to be sore and now I'm going to make the soreness go away. If I apply it even post workout before soreness can set in, I don't deal with the same thing. Like that muscle does not get as inflamed, which is really nice. And I'm in full agreement with you of that.
You just gave me, and I've never done that. I've
Oh, you
never
don't put
come
it on
off the
before?
yoga mat, and I've never had this in my bag in the mat. Like, go to Planet Fitness, whatever I'm doing, I showed you I still have one in a bag from last April 20th, right? So I should put one of these in my gym bag. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
See, there
because
you
people
go.
keep
There you
them
go.
in like the golf bag, the tennis
Sometimes you
pickleball
spend a
bag, you
little
might.
bit of time here and give me the bag. I'm good. You fix me this week. Wendy Bronfine is here. Her time is short. Go get a cookie. Go get some popcorn. Use online. Use responsibly. Learn. We're here to teach people about all the uses of cannabis and all the things they do over at Foreign Daughter and they do at Curio Wellness. And Curio Wellness products available at all sorts of dispensaries all over the state as adult use has come online. Now, we're already a year and a half into this. So check it out and download the app and get the points on the little QR codes. I didn't get any QR codes on my free cookies.
I gotta do a shameless plug on that. So with the Curio Rewards program, where you can scan the QR code on any product you buy at any dispensary, we have a sweepstakes that we just launched that's going to run from now until March 31st. And every day, one time, you can redeem 10 points for an entry to win two tickets to see The Dead at the Sphere, inclusive of airfare, hotel, and spending money in
10
Vegas.
points a day?
You claim you take 10 of the points
See,
that
I'm
you
a
have.
lottery spokesperson. I'm not eligible. Like, we kid about winning billions, but I'm not eligible. I got a lot of points. And, like, that sounds like a good giveaway to me, but it would be look like insider trading if I won. But I would encourage everyone out there, it's really easy. It's a Lucid ID. It's given me all sorts of ideas about my own business here, and how easy it is to use, even for an old fart like me, to just go boop. And more than that, when you use the QR code, it's better because strain, product, whatever you're using, every terpene, the science behind all of it sits there on the
Oh
QR code
yes.
on the product. It's
You have a
things
live,
that
you
I
can,
blew my mind. When I met you 5 years ago, I don't think I knew any of this was going to be. I mean, the online part of this and the science of this is really moving forward. So I love having you on. You got to go. Time's short. Wendy's got a shorter window this week. She's running Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. You can find her out at the front of Baltimore Positive as well. They're doing all sorts of things. Download the app. Use our friends. Use our partners. They're good folks over there at Curio Wellness. Really friendly folks, too. And always there to help educate you. And you can find more out at BaltimorePositive.com. Back for more right after this.